John Cusack whitewashes Hamas terror attack as self-defense after talking to Palestinian protesters in Chicago. By Simon Kent on October 15, 2023. Left-wing actor John Cusack joined a pro-Palestinian march in Chicago and later vented his fury at what he sees as a peaceful people suffering under a brutal occupation from invading Israeli usurpers. Cusack used social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, to make his complaints clear Sunday in the wake of the pro-Palestinian event. While declining to directly address the Hamas terrorist attack that saw hundreds of Israelis brutally murdered, raped, and kidnapped, he said, "I was out at the Palestinian march in Chicago. I'll tell you what I didn't hear. I didn't hear death to Israel. I didn't hear death to Jews. I didn't hear people celebrating the murders of Israeli civilians. What I did hear is, we must free Palestine from a brutal occupation. People concerned for their loved ones, in a hell zone, stuck without food, water and power. Deep anguish over people being told to leave and bombed as they left. I heard people share personal accounts of family members who have been jailed, humiliated, harassed, persecuted, targeted and killed for generations. Family members that have been hit with tear gas for no reason, and they go on with similar stories about occupied life. Young men, women and children whose entire families have been wiped out, who are now alone, angry, humiliated and denied basic human rights, and have come to the place where they would rather die fighting than stay in prison or murdered, knowing that if you try to defend yourself or your family, you're by default labeled a terrorist. That's how it is there. They say these things as realities they continue to live through. Palestinian civilians didn't ask for a massacre. They know the military might have their occupiers. They know they stand no chance. I asked one man, does he support Hamas? He looked at me, sighed and shook his head. If you're there, what choice do you have? This was the grim sober truth for him. I realized my moral litmus test without historical context is, given the realities of the situation, meaningless. Cusack is known to maintain a constant stream of social media posts espousing communist, socialist, and far-left, anti-American rhetoric. The actor was personally accused of racism in 2019 after sharing an anti-Semitic cartoon and quote, and before finally apologizing, ultimately defending himself after a backlash, as Breitbart News reported. The tweet featured the Star of David atop a hand pushing down on people with a false quote from philosopher Voltaire which read, "To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize." Cusack added, "Follow the money." In another inflammatory post, Cusack described 30% of Americans as Nazi enemies, while condemning President Joe Biden's claims to want to reach out to those on the right. "I know why Biden is preaching reconciliation, but 30% of country that are Nazi, are enemies," he wrote. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.